The University of Jamestown football team dropped their home game, their first GPAC home game against Dort, 41-16 on Saturday. The head coach of the Jimmies, Brian Mistro, is with us right now. Coach, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Battling a little bit of a cough here, but it's going around at daycare, so I think that's kind of my problem, but we're battling through.
Well, you guys, obviously a tough one on Saturday. We talked a little bit after the game, and I know you were disappointed a little bit with the effort, especially in the second half.
Yeah, I talked to the guys about it, and we talk about it all the time. You know, guys, I'm not going to sit here and get mad at you guys for losing a hard-fought football game. You know, half the teams in America lost, and we happen to be one of them. But what I was disappointed in was, you know, towards the end of the game there, you know, they're trying to run the ball out or run the clock out, and, you know, we have four or five guys that miss tackles, and they get a long one. And then, you know, the attitude on the sideline after that was – awful. And so we challenged our guys and said, here's the deal. I'm never going to get mad at you guys for giving your best effort and losing a football game or winning a football game. But as far as I'm concerned, the way that we lost towards at the end with our attitudes and kind of the effort was not acceptable. And that's on us. And we're going to address that in practice this week.
Well, you guys started quick, first drive of the game. You've actually had the ball to open up all four games. You got your first points of the season on the opening drive. It was a field goal from Sean Finnellan. But things looked like you guys were going to have some success offensively moving the ball. You got right down to the 7-yard line, unfortunately stalled out, but it certainly was a great start for your offense.
Yeah, it was good to see. You know, we wanted to make sure that we came out and we started fast, and the guys did that. So now let's take the next step, and instead of settling for a field goal inside the 10, let's punch that thing in and you know, start off up 7-0 instead of 3-0. I think your defense plays with a little bit more, you know, confidence and things like that. But then again, defensively all day it was kind of, you know, I came from a place where they ran some option and ran the ball a lot. And, you know, when they get the ball rolling and we're not tackling the dive and we're not spilling, you know, power and things like that, you know, it turns out to be a long day. And that's what we experienced on Saturday.
Well, you talk about the Dort run game. They rushed for 24 first downs. They rushed for they did rush for 468 yards, almost 500 yards on the ground. You guys just had a hard time slowing that option run game from Dort.
Yeah, and you know, it wasn't something that we didn't plan for, and it wasn't something that surprised us. We knew what they were going to do. I mean, everybody's going to know what they're going to do, but they're good at it, and so we have to minimize their strength, and we didn't do that. And we had guys, and we did as much as we could as far as, you know, guys that weren't doing their job, we put somebody else in. If they weren't doing their job, we put somebody else in. And it was consistently, we weren't doing what we did in practice all week. And we showed them, you know, the same looks over and over and over and over and over again for, I mean, we didn't even do Skelly or 7-on-7 in practice this week. I mean, we showed them this look over and over and over again. And all week during practice, we felt pretty good. Hey, we're doing our job. Everybody's assignment football. And then we get to the game, the lights turned on, and it was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. So we sat down as a defense yesterday and talked to the guys, and we asked them, you know, did we do something wrong as coach? Did we not tell you what to expect and what to do? And, you know, the guys kind of their heads down a little bit, and so they're looking at us going, no, we just didn't do our job, coach. Well, guys, I don't know what to tell you. If we're doing something to practice all week correctly, why does it change when we get to the game? And that's something that's been, you know, it's trending a little bit. So now we have to figure out and sit back as a staff and say, okay, what do we need to do different to make sure that our guys are mentally and physically prepared and ready to go for a game on Saturday?
Brian Mistro is our guest, head football coach at the Jimmies. You guys busted out a fake punt. Wendell Warren taking around right edge on the fake, falls just short of the line to gain. That was a nice little wrinkle to see you guys throw in.
Yeah, and it's something we want to get our heart started a little bit. And it, you know, situationally where we were at on the field and on the hash that we wanted to be on, you know, maybe we were a little bit farther away than I wanted to be. But I just said, you know what, I trust our guys. Let's go get it done. And, you know, Wendell gives great effort. There's no question about how hard he was trying to get that first down, and he sprawls out at the end there. And, you know, from what it looked like on film, we were close, but, you know, the refs called it down, so we were down. And so, you know, for me, now that's a sudden change. We got to come out on defense and get the ball back so we can do, you know, we can get the offense the ball and they can go down and score. But, you know, it goes back to, we got to trust our guys. And when you have a punter like like Isaac, who's having a heck of a year punting the football, you know, teams are going to be prepared for him, and they're going to try to hold us up in blocking and return the football. So we tried to take advantage of that. We weren't seeing a lot of pressure, so we said, let's do it. And Wendell was the guy that, you know, Isaac was still out there on the field, so we make sure that it looked like he was going out there to punt, and we put him up at the line and put Wendell back and tried to snap the ball quick and go. And I think, you know, they did a good job of recognizing it, you know, down the field a little bit, and that kid shoestrings him and gets him tripped up, and that's it would have been great to get. And then you get the momentum going, and then, you know, football is such a big game of momentum, and then I think that, you know, hopefully that would have changed the things a little bit, but you didn't. Now you take the wind out of our sails. The D's got to go back on the field, and, you know, I think, again, it's a testament of our guys saying, you know what, doesn't matter. Let's go out and get the job done, and we didn't do that.
Well, Dort was, if you combine third and fourth down efficiency, they were 12 of 15 on those two downs during the game. They did not punt in the contest, and you know, that was what we talked about against Dickinson, was that you guys were winning on first and second down, but then third down was the issue. Dort was in a lot of third and shorts with the fact that they were winning on early downs.
Yeah, and so the first and second down efficiency we were not very good in. And when you play a team like Dort that has a very good and successful run game, if you give them third and shorts, third and twos, third and ones, third and threes, you know, they're going to get those. And so we challenged our guys in the week and said, guys, if we can get them into third and longer situations, now it opens up, you know, our pressure game, and they're probably going to have to throw the ball a little bit. And when they don't do that, obviously they're going to play to their strengths, and their strength was running the football, and that's what they did. And they sustained drives and got first downs, and we couldn't get off the field. And then, you know, the second part of that too is we practiced turnovers all week. You know, second, third guy in, get ripping at the football. And, you know, we got one on the ground that we took advantage of, but then again, that's not enough. And you got to see the ball on the ground, especially when they're running the ball, you know, 50, 60 times.
Well, we also talked a little bit on the broadcast on Saturday about how the option offense can kind of lull you to sleep in the back end. I thought your DBs did a good job of not letting them hit for any big plays.
You know, we tried to, you know, we sold out to the run a little bit, and there was, you know, they had a crossing pattern on boots, on their bootleg stuff that, you know, was open. But as far as I'm concerned, I want to make them throw that ball. I want to make them consistently make that play, because it's not exactly what they do all the time, and their kid did it. But then we had chances. We had our hands on a ball. And I think we're down 7-3, and they're going in to score, and they throw one up, and our corner does a great job playing his cover three technique and goes up and gets two hands on the football and doesn't finish. And so, you know, it's not like we don't do ball drills. It's not like we don't, you know, practice catching the football. So it goes to, you know, making plays when you're given the opportunity to make plays, and we didn't do it. And so, yeah, testament to them on making, you know, minimizing their passing game as much as we could. But let's be real, they didn't have to pass the ball much.
Well, going to talking about your top skill position players on offense for a minute, Alan Jevning, Garrett Mitchell, Jimmy Hatch, Marcus Giles, Barry Williams, arguably your top five skill position players. They finished with just 16 touches out of 50 offensive snaps. How do you guys get the ball in their hands a little more?
Couple things. One, there's you know, 3 to 4 snaps that are on the ground in passing plays. And so anytime you're in shotgun and the ball's on the ground on a bad snap, you know, quarterback's mind instantly goes to, well, I got to get what I can so I don't get killed. So there's, you know, 3 or 4 of those. You know, there's guys running the wrong routes on some plays. And so, you know, our quarterback's looking for him to be in the right spot, and they're not there. And so that plays a factor into it. And then when you start looking at, you know, situationally what they were taking away and things that they were doing, you know, they did a good job of taking away our playmakers. But yeah, you're not wrong. We need to get the ball in those guys' hands more and find ways to do it and within our scheme to make sure that, you know, we're giving ourselves a chance to do what we need to do to be successful. And, you know, part of it, it's a team game. So I go back on that. I think our offense had the ball for maybe like 10 seconds in the second quarter because we couldn't get off the field on third down. So as far as, you know, when you start looking at why aren't those guys getting the football, it's not like we devise a plan and say, you know what, we're not going to do that this week. It more goes into what they're doing. And as a team game, if I think we only ran 50 plays, and, you know, like I said, you get bad snaps on the ground, you get, you know, one guy missing his assignment or a couple guys running the wrong routes, then, yeah, you're going to look at our quarterback probably taking off too many times and maybe holding on to the ball a little bit longer. So it's not just one problem. It's a multitude of things, and that's where – why practice is important, and we got to make sure we're practicing the right way and doing the things that we do in practice carries over into the games on Saturday.
It was good to see Jevning bounce back. We talked about his tough day against Hastings. I think seven touches for 1 yard. Well, he finished with 8 carries for 108 yards on Saturday. What did you think about his game?
You know, he stepped up and was a guy that, you know, finally just said, well, I'm going to take the reins and I'm going to get what I can and keep battling. And so he's, you know, he's a guy that we're going to lean on still. And he showed up, and we want to make sure that, you know, he keeps that confidence and that momentum going into next week. And I believe, you know, if I'm a betting man, like, he's going to be a guy that is going to step up and keep doing it. And I trust Allen to get that done.
Well, this week you guys head to Northwestern. You and I will not chat this week again ahead of the Northwestern game, but I just want to get your thoughts on what you see from Tyson Coyma and the Red Raiders.
They're good, and they're a team that obviously is coming off some success over the last couple of years, and Coach McCarty has those guys playing hard, and he you know, he's got some dudes on his team that are very special playmakers, and, you know, the quarterback and the two wide receivers that we've seen, and then their running back are really good, and then, you know, their tight ends and fullbacks are big dudes that, you know, create space in the run game, and they give you problems in some of their pass game too. So, you know, it's a big challenge for us, and like I told our guys after the game, you know, I don't care who we play. You know, it has nothing to do with who we're playing as much as it has to do with how do we challenge ourselves to become a better football team. You know, I think we have a lot of good players, but it doesn't matter how good you are if you're not playing for each other and playing as a team. So, you know, when I look at when going down into Orange City, you know, we're going to stay in Sioux Falls the night before, and then we're going to travel down the morning of, you know, on Saturday. And, you know, it's the mindset of saying we need to do what we need to do and let the chips fall where they go. And I think, you know, Northwestern presents a pretty big problem with that because of how good they are. But, again, I trust our guys, and I want our guys to have confidence. And, you know, we don't care who we play and have that mentality that says I'm going to do what I need to do to be the best teammate and best player that I can be, and good things are going to happen for us.
Well, Coach, good luck this weekend. Unfortunately, I won't be making the trip, but I will be following the game on Saturday for sure.
Yeah, no problem. Why aren't you making the trip, Steve?
My dad's going to the Hall of Fame.
I know that. That's awesome. Congratulations to your pops. That'll be really fun for you guys.
Thank
man.
You. It's going to be a fun weekend. That is Brian Mistro, head coach of the Jimmies, joining us here on ESPN Jamestown and NewsDakota.com.